this motion is about is taking the scheme and making it work, taking aspects of the scheme and making it work. This is about the devil being the detail with the government. And with this, is we're calling them out on it. We're actually going to make this, make them accountable for once. And to show how serious this issue is, the government will now be held accountable for the first time since we were elected. This is the first time that there's been a united front, and a motion will go forward to do with the defective concrete. The first time this has happened. And it's pretty historic for, say, a party that's less than 2 years old, you know, because we have a defective concrete crisis in every single county in Ireland. And now myself, the 100% Redress Party, are bringing forward this motion. And this will be the first time in the history of the state that this has happened. And we have a united opposition, which took a great deal of talking to actually come forward and support this motion, and everybody's behind it in the opposition.
And receiving that support, that cross-party support, is huge for the homeowners that are affected, say here in Donegal, that, you know, there is people behind them.
Yeah, it sends out a signal. We've had national exposure. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, the end of Week in Politics in RTE, they were talking about the 100% Redress Party's motion in Dáil Éireann on Wednesday. Now, we could only dream about something like this 2 years ago, but now it's the reality. And it's now on the national stage. What we aim for and what we're trying to achieve is exactly where we are now at the moment. Everything's strategically done. There's an aim, and we are going for it.